Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is trading 6.16 down 3.75. December 6.21 and a quarter down 7.25. Soft September wheat 5.26.5 down 5. December 5.26.5 down 8.75. September corn 3.39.75 down 6.75. December 3.49.25 down 6.75. March 3.61.75 down 7. July 3.77.5 down 6.75. September soybeans 10.86.5 up 1. November 10.10.75 down 10.75. January 10.17.25 down 11. July 10.34 down 13.25. September soybean meal 444.80 up 8.70. September soybean oil 31.83 down 52. October live cattle 158.92.5 down 82.5. September feeders 225.85 up 12.5. October lean hogs 103.25 now 103.30 down 232.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Two topics on the mind of traders today, I would imagine. One, weather, particularly frost and freeze weather. And two, Thursday USDA's report. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, on the weather front, the models are split right now. The Americans continues to be cool, indicating frost, through the northern belt. Europeans a little warmer, not indicating the colder temperatures. So it's a weather market. They're going to put it in, take it out, put it in, take it out. You know, as of this morning, the frost freeze concerns were confined a little bit more towards the north, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the cold air resurge here sometime this week to send the market back up again.
And you talk about how many bushels were potentially could be damaged by weather conditions?
Well, you know, that varies tremendously, on a matter of opinion, but last I've kind of homed in as much as 500 million bushels of corn and 150 million bushels of beans, at this time. It's not so much the bushels, it's going to be the quality issue more than anything, unless, we see a real, real hard freeze.
Well, I do know in those areas that, if I remember right from last week's report, none of the states were reporting dropping of leaves yet.
Well, for frost...
That is true.
It's dropping leaves. A lot of the areas have started to turn. There's still some, real green fields out in certain locations, and it definitely would ding them some. But the trade, as of right now, is kind of comfortable with the idea that we're going to have ample bushels elsewhere to make up for what we lose in these areas that could be subject to some colder weather here Friday, Saturday morning.
All right. Topic two, USDA reports on Thursday.
Well, the train of thought is that, we're going to not see an adjustment in acres until October. Therefore, the increase in yields is going to add to supply. It's kind of hard to finagle the supply-demand balance sheet a whole lot unless you come in and you start to look at corn exports and try to raise them. But if China is absent at the moment on our corn, it's awful hard to raise demand a whole lot at this time. Feed usage and crush, maybe you can add a little bit there, but it's kind of hard to get excited about true feed usage with livestock numbers still at some lower levels. So we'll see where the numbers come in. I would imagine we're going to see ample supplies. The number to watch would probably be the Chinese corn production number. There's still ideas that northern region is dinged a their production prospects somewhat. And that's why Chinese corn futures are at all-time highs. And we're seeing corn prices in China 270% above U.S. corn prices here. So when you kind of look at who's going to be the player long-term, I have a sneaky suspicion that China is going to be back in the U.S. corn market later on this winter.
So does last week's lows in the corn and soybean hold after the report?
I think they'll try to take them out. You know, it's pretty well advertised. I don't know anybody. Even my wife knows we got a big corn bean crop coming at us, so it's no huge secret at all. And, you know, I think that these lower prices in through here is going to, you know, do its job and stimulate some demand and then bring some coverage here as we move into this fall.
What's the wheat's market role in this in the next 2 to 3 weeks?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Wheat market, what is its role in all of this in the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, it's kind of a follower in through here. Wheat is mainly headline news, and Russia and Ukraine is, I think they're both countries are trading wheat futures. Whenever market goes down, they buy it and get the tension to come up. It's just kind of back and forth. The thing on the wheat is they're getting moisture out west. Worldwide wheat numbers, there's ample supplies of that. Wheat's going to be a competitive feed wheat. It's going to be competitive to corn. So wheat's kind of taking the back seat in through here. There's been some spread activity in the wheat, and that's probably the most volume we've seen here you know, over the last 6 months is in the spreads.
Let's turn our attention to the livestock. What are the features there?
Well, today, technically, we're looking at some fairly impressive price reversals to the downside. Wheat contract October fats, you know, fairly close to the highs we made here this past summer. The key is demand, and see if demand resurfaces here. Kind of in a time window in here where there's just not a whole lot of feature. Hogs, we've retraced about half of what we've given up here ever since back in July. The thing about the hogs is just that starting to see, you know, some heavier weights come in and just supply kind of build up this one, especially on the belly side. The late tomato crop here this year just didn't see the bacon market sizzle like it has in the past. But bacon prices are getting down to some levels here where I wouldn't be surprised to see the fast food chains come back in and start promoting bacon features here as we move into this fall.
So does that mean October hogs could see a recovery target? I don't know, maybe 111, 115?
I don't believe so. I think that they're going to hang in here. You know, this 105, 106 is going to catch it for a while. The big thing in the hogs is we'll have to see how this PEV virus news comes along and through here. There's supposed to be some vaccines out there now that take care of it.
About three of them, I believe. Or...
if those three, one, two, three fail, then we'll see the resumption of the uptrend. But the funds jumped heavily on that news last winter and, you know, rode it as much as they could, and they've just exited the market here ever since there in July. So it's going to take some news like that to get the sizzle back into the hog complex.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter September wheat is 616, down 3 3/4. Soft September, 526 1/4, down 5. September corn, 339 3/4, down 6 3/4. December, 349 1/4, down 6 3/4. July, 378, down 6 1/4. September soybeans, 1092 1/4, up 6 3/4. November, 1011 1/2, down 10. July, 1035, down 12 1/4. September soybean meal, 444.40, up 8.30. September soybean oil, 31.83, down 52. October live cattle, 158.82.5, down 92.5. September feeders, 226, so 2.5, up 30. And October lean hogs, 103.10, down 252.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.